Getting healthy on a budget can be tough, but that's where Nourish comes in. Nourish connects you with a registered dietitian for expert nutrition advice without the high cost. The best part? 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, and United. Meet with your dietitian online from home or message them through the Nourish app for extra support. Staying healthy has never been this affordable. Match with your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Joshua slips it into the blue line. Now continuing on back in over the line as Austin turns to his left, shoots, scores! Austin continues the hot hand inside the right post. 1-0 Rochester.
One more thing. Noah's going to...
is coming up to the Sabres and we're here for practice today as Buffalo gets set for Saturday-Sunday games at KeyBank Center. Noah Ostlund, not only one of the hottest first-year players in the American Hockey League over the last 30-plus games, but one of the best in the American Hockey League in that time. So well-deserved, and welcome in here on Sabres Live. It's almost like there was some foreshadowing, although not exactly, by Marty Baron.
Well, it's almost like there was, but wasn't. No, I just talked about how you've been boosting Noah Ostlund and how good he's been in Rochester. So I followed the train to the station, and then I looked at the 2022 draft where Ostlund got picked. And out of the first 21 picks in that year, there was only one player that hadn't played NHL games yet, and that was Noah Ostlund. And I'm like, it's not for a lack of production this year. It's just maybe it hasn't, you know, been the right fit. And so we got Yuri Kulik. He got called up earlier in the year and then, you know, played the rest of the season. And you got Tyson Kozak and you got Josh Dunn and you got Brett Murray. And you got, like, you've got a lot of guys that have gotten their opportunities. But Ostlund has earned that opportunity now. And he was at practice with the Sabres today. And it will be fun to see what his skill set and what he does at the NHL level. Now, it's not going to be the full evaluation, but it's just a good experience for him to get rewarded.
16th overall pick in 2022, 35 points in his last 22 games with Rochester and 8 goals on a current 6-game goal-scoring streak. And they've all been in different situations. We've tried to document that as much as possible, either here on Sabres Live or on our pre- and post-game coverage on Sabres game nights. It has really been all situations, all times, all different shooting styles. It's really come together for him right now. And I guess we're obviously going to talk to head coach Michael Leone of the Amerks coming up in probably about 15 minutes. They are, the Amerks, getting set for 2 in Belleville this weekend and will face the Senators again next Wednesday back at Blue Cross Arena. The opportunity for Ostlund opens up not only because of what he's been doing, but because Tyson Kozak is week to week due to injury sustained in Ottawa Tuesday. So what kind of opportunity is Ostlund walking into here? Based on time of year, Sabre schedule, Sabre opponents, unfortunate Saber reality, which obviously has not impacted in a negative way recent results. The team is scoring a ton, so maybe he's walking into a confident group. How do you look at this?
Well, how I look at it is that obviously when you get called up from the AHL, some players like Noah Osland would hope to get a top two line, maybe a third line role, right? Because you want to be able to play a role that fits what you've already been establishing yourself in, maybe with the Rochester Americans. Look, he's coming in and he'll play with Lafferty and Malenstein. But you look at Tyson Kozak, it hasn't stopped Kozak to be able to produce and to be able to show that, hey, I may be a player you want to keep an eye on now because of where you want to go next year and maybe some of the opportunities that may be presented. So for Noah Osland, I mean, would he love to go on the line with Kulik and Thompson? Yeah, but right now it's Zach Benson that's there. And you're not going to move Peterka, McLeod, and Quinn. They've been playing really well. And, you know, Krebs has given Lindy Ruff the, you know, the opportunity to say, okay, well, you're going to play between Zucker and Tuck, and you're playing well, and you're producing, and you're... So there's really not another spot that Noah Osland would have been able to fit in. Could that change in game? Could that change in game two? Because, look, they play Saturday, Sunday. I would anticipate with Kozak being week to week and Norris just starting to skate and that, well, Osland may be here for a few games before going back to Rochester, maybe for the rest of the year. So let's not, you know, let's not just put him in a spot now. It could change over the first two or three games, depending on how that looks.
Yeah, the Sabres are home for three. The Amerks also, by the way, have the second best penalty kill in the American Hockey League. And with Kozak out of the mix, one could reasonably assume that Osland could get a shift or two on penalty killing. Again, this is an evaluation period, right? You may as well look at all situations.
But he was on the power play at practice today. So that's
right.
You could see him both play some. If you're going to limit his minutes because he's playing on the fourth line, maybe that changes because he gets a power play shift. He was on the second unit with Quinn, McLeod, Kulik, and Power. Or you give him some penalty kill time. Right. And so that could be how you get the full Noah Osland experience here.
Well, and... I almost don't want to go too far on this because, you know, don't want to take away from what we're going to ask Coach Michael Leone. But at the same time, I think there's clearly a difference where Tyson Kozak was drafted and then NHL expectations compared to where Noah Osland not only was drafted, but more importantly, what he has shown to be able to do. And that's not to take away from Kozak, who started the year hot goal scoring wise, but it's not typically his consistent bread and butter. But what is consistent for Osland is not only the offense, but all situations. And no one who watches him on a regular basis can go without saying 200-foot game. So is part of this more interesting for Osland because of his ability to perhaps just slide in on a fourth line and maybe, hopefully, potentially exceed expectations for what a fourth line would be?
Well, 200-foot game could mean a lot of different things. I think when you look at Osland, it's great sticks, great positioning, puck possession, great speed. So, you know, you look at Kozak, it's a totally different type of player, right? So... But Kozak fits really nice on that line right now with Malenstein and Lafferty or, you know, whatever kind of mix you have on that fourth line. And but for Osland, it's going to be able to say, okay, well, I got a speedy, you know, couple of wingers here that have been able to create, that have been able to spend time in the offensive zone. How do I use my skill set, which is different than Kozak's skill set, to be able to have an impact? That's going to be a lot of talking, a lot of, you know, the lines sitting together on the bench. Hey, okay, like on this play. So maybe first period, it's, okay, are we seeing everything? Maybe it's, you know, during the second period, third period, maybe it's the second game. But the biggest thing for me is we want to see a progression. Like, I want to see Noah Osland coming in and having a sort of progression where you're like, oh, I can now see how much more comfortable he gets on the ice. Mm-hmm. You know, I was laughing because Jimmy Snuggerud played his first NHL game with the St. Louis Blues. And his dad, obviously Dave Snuggerud, we talked on the show, said, hey, you know what? He's going to have to adjust and he can shoot. Well, in the second game, he got an assist. Mm-hmm. And his second game was a lot better. I watched a little bit of St. Louis game last night and I was like, oh, it's looking like it's better. I saw a progression with Jimmy Snuggerud that I was, if I'm St. Louis, happy about. I want to see the same thing with Noah Austlin, which we saw out of Tyson Kozak. Mm-hmm. We didn't really see out of Isaac Roseanne because I feel like Roseanne on the fourth line, didn't work for him as well as maybe it did for Kozak, and maybe it will with Noah Austlin. But I want to see a progression.
Yeah, I mean, Roseanne found himself in different positions for sure, but it seemed like the ice time wasn't, and obviously when he played up, he did get his first point.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, so yeah, that's a whole other discussion that we're going to have 64 times, I think, over the course of the summer, as far as wing positions and...
Did you pick that? Is that his number?
No, but that does get me on the topic of, what's it like when you inherit a tough number? Because... I don't really think 36 is Noah. I get it. He's wearing 86 in the AHL. It looks nice. Looks nice because he's obviously had a nice year. But then you come here and it's like, well, I think we know who 36 was twice over.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like Barnaby Coletta. Like, are you really wanting that at this point?
I want to have the equipment, like guys on, to kind of see what is that conversation like. Mm-hmm. Because if Noah Austlin says, can I take 36? I'd probably be like, let's go in a different direction, right? Let's see what other numbers there is. So I think that would be interesting to have as a conversation.
Yes, and we will continue that conversation very quickly here. A loaded show, as always. Shayna Goldman at the bottom of the hour from The Athletic and head coach Michael Leone of the Amerks coming up. It's a busy weekend for both the Amerks and the Sabres. Buffalo is home on Saturday and Sunday, and we have tickets starting at just $26 for these games on, well, it's black and red tomorrow against Tampa, and then the Bruins are in on Sunday. Boston has lost 10 in a row. Sabres.com/tickets, and we hope to see you at KeyBank this weekend. Meanwhile, the Amerks are in Belleville to take on the Senators on back-to-back nights, part of three straight against a divisional foe. Head coach Michael Leone is with us now, and he is without, but I'm sure with a smile, he is without Noah Austlin at the moment. Coach, how are you today?
Doing good. Doing really good.
What was the moment like for you to share the great news the other night with Noah?
Yeah, no, it was, I think there was a bit going around. I think the whole team was really excited. You know, I just think it was a really cool moment for the group. And then, you know, I have a unique relationship with Noah. You know, he's earned it. You know, I think that's the best example. You know, he's done an incredible job for us. You know, we're probably not where we're at with, you know, out his contribution, especially, you know, the last, I think he's got 35 points his last 32 games, and he's scoring, but it was awesome for the group. And, I think everybody's just really excited, for him to get the opportunity. And, you know, he's done an incredible job. And, you know, really, I'll definitely, we'll have the game on in the room in Belleville.
So, you know, we just talked about his fit, right? Like as a coach, if you're Lindy Ruff, you look at your top three lines and you're like, I can't put Noah Austlin up there just yet. Everybody kind of seems to be clicking on all three lines. So at practice, he was skating with Ballantyne and Lafferty. Tyson Kozak had some really good success between those two on the fourth line, but they're different players. What do you think will Noah bring to what Lafferty and Ballantyne already bring, and how could that work well for him? Because we obviously want to see him have success.
Yeah, I think they're different, Marty, for sure. But I think the one thing that they do that is similar is their play away from the puck, and I think that's why Cozy was having success. He was able to manage games. He brought an element of physicality. Noah might not bring that, but Noah's for a player that's that skilled, he plays a really responsible game with the puck. Obviously, he could do some unique things that other players can't with the puck, but he can manage games really well, and he's done a great job with us for that, and he's going to be really responsible in his own zone. You know, him and Cozy, all of our centers down here in Rocha are really fortunate to have four centers that could play responsibly in the D zone. So I think he has an element where he could extend probably a few more plays because that line wins a lot of shifts at that level, grinding teams down. Now he has the ability to extend plays with his puck possession and, you know, his ability to transport the puck from the D zone to the neutral zone to the offensive zone. So, you know, Noah's kind of a unicorn in that way. You can probably slot him anywhere and he'll be just fine. And excited to, you know, see how he does.
Would you say that he is actually more physical than you would have expected? My example is, and maybe I just, you know, I might look at it from the wrong way in the sense of like, you know, fans are like, oh, like that was a hard hit, took another hard hit. But to me, he seems fearless when he goes in on the forecheck. But as we have shown many times lately, like he's coming out with the puck more often than not, no matter how physical the opposition is with him.
Yeah, no, it's a great point. Like he's probably, if you look at the like contact plays that when guys take a hit to make a play, he is probably has more than anyone on our team. Like he's, if you know, you take away the what it says on the, you know, the pregame sheet of size, but he plays like he's 6'1", 6'2". And I give, you know, we have a lot of, Syracuse is probably the heaviest team we're gonna see. You know, they have a couple D, Carlisle and Brozier, that have played for Tampa Bay Lightning this year that are borderline NHL players, elite defensemen in our league. The last four games we've played Syracuse, he has 10 points. And he's getting matched up against those guys a lot, where they're big, physical D, they're long. You know, they're trying to run him through the building, and he just gets up, makes the next play, and you know, it's been pretty incredible to watch. Like he's, you know, he, like all players, you're not going to win all 50-50 pucks, but he's the first guy to go in the pile, whether it's in the D zone or in O zone, and his ability to escape plays and get out of plays. He has real, you know, I coached Gabe Perreault, who obviously just played his first NHL game in the middle of the season. They're trying to get to the playoffs, and he had a really good game, but there's, you know, I would say they're similar in the sense of their ability to play in traffic for undersized guys because they're so smart and they put themselves in position to either escape or make the next play. And Noah has that ability, and he probably, his best trait is his hockey sense, not just all.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, indecision, overthinking, second-guessing every choice you make. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Offensively, but away from the puck as well.
So you guys have seven games left this season, and you're trying to prepare for the playoffs. Right now you're preparing without Noah Austin. He's gotten called up to Buffalo. Tyson Kosak has a hip strain. He's week to week. He may be ready just for playoffs. How do you manage that now with your roster, trying to not only finish the season strong, but saying, I got to prepare for game one of the postseason?
No, it's a really good question. I think for us, it's really important to not coast to the finish line, and we got to prepare. We're playing a Belleville team that's, you know, fighting for their lives. So we have to, you know, this might happen in playoffs. You never know, injuries, guys out. You have to prepare your team to play, to get ourselves prepared for those environments that we're going to see, and making sure we're continuing to reinforce the things that make us successful. And I think the biggest things for us is what we're giving up and not beating ourselves to give, you know, whether it's odd man rushes, being really good in D zone coverage, the things that you can control that you have to be really good in the playoffs. And I think for us, it's, you know, we've done it all season, guys up and down, and what the mindset is to, and how we need to play. And that's got to be the focus this weekend. We're kind of coming off of, you know, a high and getting a big win and, you know, getting into the playoffs. But our focus needs to be, we have to play really good team hockey down the stretch, that we're playing the game the right way heading into the final seven games and into playoffs.
Is there any specific area within that, when you talk of all areas and being ready for playoffs, yeah, but one specific thing?
I think the biggest thing for me is, you know, not, you know, a lot of coaches you hear in press conference, not beating yourselves. And what I mean by that is, you know, taking the risk out of your game where maybe our D slamming a puck in the O zone to get extended time, where we got to, we can't go for broke and giving up on man rushes. We've been a really good defensive team this year. Something I think our group takes pride in, and our play away from the puck has ultimately led us to have the puck a lot. I think we have the most drawn penalties in the AHL. I think we're second in ozone time. We have the puck a lot, but it's taken, we feel as a group, if we don't give up, if we don't give teams our mistakes, we got a really good chance to win hockey games. And we've done that. And we want us to pressure. We're extremely aggressive. The way we play, the way we forecheck, the way we pressure the puck in the neutral zone, but being, you know, making sure our reloads and our tracking, and we're being responsible away from the puck where we're not giving up, you know, breakaways or odd man rushes, that those are plays, I think, when, you know, our staff talks about, where we don't want to beat ourselves.
So you give the good news to Noah Austin after the other game, you're going to the show. But that also means that sometimes guys come back down to you, and Isaac Roseanne, you know, came back to Rochester. So what's the, you know, conversation with Isaac about him and, you know, his time in Buffalo and what he has to continue to work on? Like, sometimes you give good news and sometimes you gotta welcome those that are disappointed.
Yeah, I think, you know, he got his game to a really good place when he's skating and he's engaged and he's making plays off the wall. I think if you ask him his last game, you know, given the travel, you know, probably wasn't at his best, but I think it's him, the reason he was called up, not just the offensive abilities, but his play away from the puck, disrupting, he's skating, making plays off the wall, being responsible defensively, and make sure he doesn't lose his confidence, because he's had, you know, he's had a hell of a year. You know, he's I think he's top five in the AHL in goals scored. He makes a huge impact on the power play, and, you know, he's going to get a lot of ice for sure this weekend. So it's just keep emphasizing the things that have put himself in a position to have you know, a career year so far in his pro career, and we're going to need him to be good down the stretch.
Came back and had the game winner in the third period, and your win on Wednesday to clinch the playoff spot. One guy, well, it's a couple of things real quick, but my bad. I didn't focus on this when I had the opportunity a few days ago, but we know you love Josh Dunn. Can you just put it into a sentence what it was like to see him play in four consecutive days last week, one with the NHL, then three straight for you guys with the
Astros. Yeah, I would say, you know, he's a, I guess in one sense, he's a rare breed and he's a warrior. Like he's, you know, we had a conversation on the bus, you know, after Syracuse, an emotional win for us. He played a lot of minutes just with the special teams, you know. You know, Dunner, Dunner must have killed five on threes this year by himself. Like he just stays on the ice. Like we just tell him to stay out there. He's you know, I can't say enough about him and what he's meant to our team. Like he's a guy I see start every game in the playoffs to set the tone. Like I believe in him. We believe in him. And there was a conversation on the bus about, you know, I asked him, you know, are you good to go? He's like, I want to play. He's like, this is good for me. And, you know, there's some guys that maybe have taken the night off or, but he's a warrior and he's a rare breed. I think he's close to 70% on the faceoffs, what he's meant to our team. He's unbelievable with our younger guys, the things that sometimes people don't see behind the scenes. You know, he drives us in a lot of ways and, he's been incredible.
So when Devin Levi plays, he's dressed. When he doesn't play often, he's not dressed. You know, Colorado did that with Mackenzie Blackwood this week. They were like, okay, you're not playing tonight. You're going to start tomorrow. You're going to dress tomorrow. I remember my second year in Rochester, Brian McCutcheon came up to me and was like, Marty, you're not going to dress tonight. You're going to play tomorrow. I felt so weird. I felt so weird not being in the room. I felt so weird sitting in the box watching the game. What's that been with your conversation with Devin? I was saying, yeah, you know what? If you're not playing tonight, you're not dressing.
Yeah, no, it's another really good point. You guys are on it today.
I got my spy.
Duffer's a spy.
No, you guys are, these are great. Like, yeah, a lot goes into that probably the last month. You know, Dev played a lot of games this year. It was more almost like a pitcher in baseball, you know, the starting pitcher of.
Do you let him golf the day before and after? Because that was Roger Clemens, right? He said he golfed before the day before and the day after every starts.
Yeah, there's Dev, there's a bit of load management. Like he loves to stay on the ice. You know, he'd be on the ice till 4 o'clock before a 7 o'clock game if he could. But there's a little bit of that where I think he's matured in his game. And, you know, Sandy's done a great job. And there's a lot of conversations with Shamo and our staff about like planning these things. Like usually our goalies know not just the game before, but weeks in advance of what the plan would be given something happened, guy go up or down or an injury. But Dev on his days, he goes through a routine where he doesn't play. He's on the ice today. He gets his work in. And then it's the luxury of having three goalies with House Cat here. And, you know, it's really worked out well for us the last month. And Dev's, you know, if you look at the games he's played on those, when we've kind of managed the situations, his numbers are really good in those. He feels fresh. He feels ready to go almost like it's the first game of the week. And, you know, this week was a great example. You know, he usually goes Wednesday, Friday, but we've been going, we haven't played a lot of Wednesday games, so give him another day. You know, long bus ride yesterday, day's work, and Sandy's done an outstanding job for us. So it's worked out. There's a lot that goes into it, the plan, and Des felt really good on those nights, you know, coming back from, you know, his work day.
Devin Levi tied for the AHL lead in wins. Felix Sandstrom, 9 straight wins dating back to before Christmas. Michael Leone, thank you for the time as always. Have a great weekend in Belleville.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There he is, Amerks head coach, talking a lot about the recent call-up, and that is Noah Ostlund. He'll see his first NHL action presumably tomorrow. But Marty, this weekend, and specifically tomorrow, the Sabres have a pet adoption assist happening, and you can scan the QR code on the screen right now or go to sabres.com/adopt to learn more. Now, this is so important for so many people, but for so many organizations that are trying to help have pets find their forever homes. You know this, you're a dog owner, you're a pet owner, this is super important to you. Well, we have 6 dogs from the City of Buffalo Animal Shelter that have been called up for tomorrow's game. And we want to introduce you to them here on MSG specifically because you get a great visual. So Willis is our veteran player, longest shelter resident, and now being supported by one of our favorite groups, Buffalo Underdogs Rescue. We have Chirp, who's small but mighty, being fostered by Awesome Paws. And I think, like, the more we go through this, the more you're going to recognize all these organizations that continue to do these incredibly good deeds. Luna is the team's playmaker, finding her stride with Buddy's Second Chance. We've got Violet, our defensive specialist, currently training with Queen City Pitties. We have, and this one's close to your heart, Munchkin, yep. The team's energy boost, housed again by Buffalo Underdogs Rescue, and Zeke, the rookie with potential and learning the ropes at Buddy's Second Chance. So the whole point of this weekend, and for those in attendance tomorrow at KeyBank, there'll be an opportunity to see these pups at the arena. Each of these players needs your support. For every $150 raised, we can move one shelter dog into a rescue foster home where they receive specialized training care and a better chance at finding their forever home. It's I think people, and certainly this has been me for like not understanding like the importance of the fostering to get them out of the shelter, to give them a chance, to have them in their best possible position for a family to take them in forever. It really is remarkable the amount of work that people put into enriching these pets' lives.
Yeah, and it's given them a second chance. And for some of them, it's, you know, one of the last chance, and you want to help them all. And Dan Dunleavy is really big on pet adoption, and I know he's been promoting it as well. So tomorrow will be a really good event at KeyBank Center. And I hope that we raise enough money that not just those 6 that have been called up, but many more can get their transition into a foster home to be able to get adjusted and reaccumulated with his everyday life, and then into a full-time rescue situation that will work for them.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick timeout. Busy weekend. Really quick takeaway from Coach Leone there. Was there one thing that you really liked hearing about any player or anyone?
I like that he has such a close relationship with a lot of players. I talked to Devin a lot about his. I talked to Isaac coming back. The travel wasn't good. He didn't play well, but it's not an excuse. But I understand that there's so much in the communication that goes on. Mm-hmm. That's awesome to see.
Cool. Shana Goldman, great communicator from The Athletic, coming up next here on Sabres Live.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.